was 80 years ago, was the boys, the men marching up to Waitangi, and Te Aperananata had his kōrero here about the price of citizenship, which is an Article 3 issue, which is Treaty of Waitangi's. So the boys learned very, very quickly that this is about honouring te whakaputanga and te riti. When we first started, we wanted to make sure that we had representation across the A Company. And so it was actually Uncle Pita Praone, he said we should start with the ranked members of 28 A Company. And of course, Sir James, or James Henare, was the commander that brought the battalion back into New Zealand. So he was first. And today, our 10th intake for the Leadership Academy of A Company, representing A Company of the 28th Māori Battalion, is Rawson Ross Wright.
My father, Rawson Ross Wright, is today's intake, and to have my niece to get up there with me and have a kōrero and to speak Dad's words, she is a great, great granddaughter. To be able to pass that mantle on down to the generation is what this is all about. This is what sets our kaupapa.
I go back to that kōrero I said about 2007 and 81% of our boys failing, and that statistic's coming up again. And what we've found through all the work that we do is that our girls do okay, our boys don't in education. And so we needed a way of supporting them so they stayed there, and that's what the academy is.
Just recently we've had a spate of suicides with our young people, and I think that something like this is what they, unfortunately, those young people didn't get an opportunity to come and see something like this, and even to participate in it.
To see young men not only be disciplined and hardworking, but also to be proudly Māori and haka and waiata and mahi and all those things is really fantastic. This is about taking our young men and making them into warriors for today and for the future. So if they do that through this kura, I think that's a fantastic idea, which is why we're here today, not just because, you know, I'm an uncle to most of these boys and because I'm a Minister of Defence, but because I believe in the traits of our ancestors from the A Company, and they're in our kids and we need to bring that out.
Just the name in itself, Leadership Academy, I guess I was quite hungry to, what's the word, just hungry to grow and as a person, and I guess they've done that for me. I've benefited greatly from my experiences in the academy, to develop as a leader myself. There's a number of tools I've learned there, including the emotional intelligence, and some of those tools I use all the way to today, 10 years later.
We've been talking about it for years. Everyone goes, I want my girls in the academy. There were no women in A Company in the 28th Māori Battalion. There weren't. And that's what we model on. But all the women all back home doing all the work. So we've just formed this year Ahika, and you will have seen the girls with their scarves on. That's a reflection of that era and honouring of our great-grandmothers and grandmothers. So that's starting to build now. It'll be a different program to the boys. The boys need a lot of, they love ceremony, they love structure, they love uniforms. Our girls, they're away. They don't need that sort of level of help, but we'll see what happens in the next few years.